Recycling advocates say they successfully pressured Dell into a computer recycling program. One thing the firm did about a year ago was help set up and publicize a recycling plant at a Goodwill Industries facility in Dell's home city of Austin. Goodwill employees and volunteers sort through the hundreds of boxes of computers and computer parts that are dropped off at no charge to the consumer at the site. Newer computers are set aside for repairs, and hard drive memories are erased. Older computers go to a nearby bench where workers like Paul take apart or demanufacture.
Taking about all the usable parts, the motherboard, the power source, all the cards, all the ports, everything, and breaking them down, all the metal we put into bins, all the plastic goes into separate bins for recycling and whatnot.
I mean, this is a nice little store here.
Yeah. Goodwill sells the reusable parts at its retail store elsewhere in the building. Used LCD monitors go for as low as $20. Goodwill manager Christine Banks says some of the equipment is under warranty. Other parts can be exchanged if the customer isn't satisfied. Banks says Goodwill is happy the computer recycling program makes a profit.
Our operation does. However, there's about 7 or 8 other Goodwills throughout the country that do this that barely break even. It's very difficult. We're just fortunate here in Austin because we do have the higher tech donations. We have a nice pool of employees out there that have that technology. It's very tricky.
But Robin Schneider of the National Computer Takeback Campaign hopes more manufacturers of consumer electronics are cajoled or forced by states into taking responsibility for safe disposal of old products. Schneider says the Dell-supported center in Austin only gets a fraction of the waste that's out there.
So to really deal with the environmental problems of the millions of pounds of toxins, we're going to have something a lot bigger than this. This is a piece of it, and there are going to have to be a lot of pieces of it.
Schneider acknowledges that recycling programs may drive up the cost of new computers, but she also says manufacturers may start redesigning computers so that it's more profitable for the companies to take them back. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Austin, Texas.